I'm Rona Tarrant. The Diocese of Greensburg has unveiled a document about safeguards and procedures to protect children as the state of Pennsylvania gets ready to release a grand jury report about past claims of sexual abuse at six of the state's dioceses. In the document, the diocese also apologizes and acknowledges failures. The release of the long-awaited report has been held up by more than a dozen objectors, including former clergy who say they've been unfairly named. This has prompted revisions and the matter is now in the hands of a senior judge. Bishops in Argentina have welcomed the vote by the Senate against a bill that would have decriminalised abortion during the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. Senators voted 38-31 against the measures following a 15-hour debate. The measures had been approved in June by the lower house of Congress. The Argentine Bishops' Conference said the debate in the country opened an opportunity for dialogue and a chance to focus on more social ministry. Yemeni health officials have said Saudi-led coalition airstrikes have killed dozens of people in northern Yemen, including children travelling on a bus. The Western-backed alliance fighting the Houthi group said the airstrikes targeted missile launchers used to attack southern Saudi Arabia and accused the Houthis of using children as human shields. The Red Cross said at least 29 children were killed. An eighth person has died in connection with the massive car fire that's burning near Northern California's border with Oregon. CAL FIRE heavy equipment operator Andrew Brake was killed in a traffic crash as he travelled to fight the fire. The fire has burned more than 177,000 acres and is just 48% contained. It's one of a number of deadly wildfires burning in the state. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.